Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
VK4YT. Nick Watling, Victor Kilo 4, Yankee Tango. Radio amateurs across the world are coming to grips with the news of the loss of one of the most knowledgeable tech ops in the field of heritage and military radio equipment. Nicholas James Gregory Watling, VK4YT, and formerly VK2AWT, VK4AWT, VK1NW and VK4WT went silent key in Cairns Saturday the 22nd of October following recurring bouts of illness. RAAF service number 015612 as a pilot with final rank of squadron leader, DFC, awarded for gallantry in Vietnam on October 31, 1968. Service as a pilot with QATB aerial ambulance out of Cairns. Service as a pilot with Royal Flying Doctor Service Cairns Base on retirement as chief pilot, once retired, 7,000 plus hours on watch with Cairns Coast Guard, and all the time building a wealth of knowledge about all manner of transmitters and receivers, sharing that knowledge with hams and museums across the world, and getting some really tricky bits of equipment on air. For many, he was the go-to person when they had an equipment conundrum. Nick was a member of the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club, a former member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club, former president of the Cairns Amateur Radio Club, and participated in events with Tablelands Radio Group. When travelling, Nick was a regular on the Travellers Net Aeronautical Mobile and did the occasional 2 metre contact from that radio shack with the big wings. Many hams in the north were intrigued with the descriptions that Nick transmitted using equipment he had refurbished and put to air during the yearly AM and CW on Anzac Day events. His activities spurred many other hams to get heritage and military equipment on air. In Nick Watling, we certainly have lost a colossus in amateur radio. Vale Nick Watling, Victor Kilo 4, Yankee Tango, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. Jota Jyoti is the annual event in which scouts from all over the world connect with each other by means of amateur radio and the internet. This year, the club loaned its IC718 and FT7700 for the weekend. James, VK4FCAV, reports various contacts were made via HF, VHF and Echolink. Plans are already underway for 2023. Jota Jyoti also serves to promote amateur radio to new audiences, with the hope that some join amateur ranks in the future. This year's club Christmas barbecue lunch is booked for Saturday, November 26 at Colo Gardens in Ipswich. It's BYO food to cook on one of several barbecues in the park. No bookings are necessary, just turn up from 10 a.m. A reminder, the club holds two evening meetings at the clubhouse each month, a social get-together on the second Monday and a business meeting on the fourth Monday, with both starting at 19:30 hours. And weather permitting, the next Wison event will be the Mount Glorious Trail Run on November 13, while the Pinnacles is on the rescheduled date of December 11. It will start 1 hour earlier to take advantage of available daylight. If you can support any of the Wison events by volunteering at checkpoints, please email ipswichwison@gmail.com. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4, Hotel India Tango.
Across Australia, from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, it is rather obvious, and good manners say that one shouldn't state the obvious, but the past week has been interesting with the weather systems bringing storms and lots of rain around the VK4 area. The south and central areas have had the threats of flooding abate, only to see the northern rivers area of VK2 succumb to the heavy rainfalls. The hail that made thinking almost impossible as it clattered off the iron roof was a new experience in this location for us, and the thunder and lightning have provided spectacle, but not necessarily the thrills. Whilst this has been going on, the bands have been both good and bad, and the electrical activity has raised the radio noise levels above the poorly suppressed hash from myriads of cheaper and non-certified bits of domestic electronics. Still, the nightly DX seems to continue in spite of the abundant storm activity. Such is the way with shortwave activity, and we should benefit with more regular DX on the higher end of HF as we traverse the current sunspot cycle 25. Amongst the update emails from the ACMA was one announcing a beta version of a new access site for clients to check details and perform routine operations, such as pay license fees and update contact details. Although I've registered to receive the update emails to use ACMA Assist, as it's known, it is necessary to have an account which can be set up online. If you already have a digital ID, it is a simple process, but using other documents such as a driver's license, this process is simple to do and complete the process of registration. As an aside, you have the option to download the Australia Post app and save your digital ID to your phone. This is a step in the right direction for anyone with internet and who is an ACMA client. Hopefully the service will ultimately work as efficiently as those we read about serving overseas amateurs, and maybe it will provide incentive to modernise the largely manual licensing process that we currently are forced to use. With the spate of successful hacks of major private IT services, it is heartening to know that government sector systems seem to have better online security, and so that shouldn't be a reason to delay improving client IT services. The time is moving on to when responses will need to be ready to go to the regulator concerning the class licensing proposals for the amateur service. Although the WIA committee is hard at work, it will benefit the whole cohort if as much thought goes into this as possible. Just as the changes almost 20 years ago have helped grow our numbers, the outcomes of this will define our pursuit for years to come. Please give it your best shot. I'm Jeff Emery. And that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.